Good morning, moderator, ladies and gentlemen. I am Zhang Yuanren. I'm from Taiwan, Taichung. And it's my great honor to present here in APHA annual meeting. It's my first time attendance. This is my title of research, implementation and performance evaluation of a real-time telemonitoring system based on a private cloud platform. I'm presenter Yuanren Zhang, no relationship to this course. This is the outline of my presentation, include introduction, objectives, and I will show some testing result of two private clouds. Due to the desire of higher life quality, many wireless applications were invented for many applications on our life, and especially for that disease requiring long-term monitoring. In Taiwan, heart disease ranked the second in the leading cause of death for Taiwanese people since 2007. Therefore, we propose a real-time monitoring, and out of hospital, patients' vital signs can reduce the risk of death. However, the high data transmission rate are requirement for information such as electrocardiogram needs to be addressed to ensure complete data transmission and storage in remote database server. The challenge is how to provide high service availability while many users are accessing the database. So our objectives is how could the telemonitoring service benefit from cloud computing? Is it possibility to achieve the real-time electrocardiogram telemonitoring through internet? And if it is possible, we want to evaluate the performance of private cloud under multi-user operation. We implement a telecare management center in Taipei Wanfang Hospital. This includes three parts. The administrative management center, an emergency center, and a telemonitoring server. The administrative management center is like a call center. Team members will stay by to take care all events from the registered patients. The signal from the patients can transmit it via mobile device to the database server. And if any emerging events occur, the emergency center will take over, and the responsible doctor or nurse will reach the patients. So we implement a web-based system that provides the following functionality to accomplish the whole flow. The administrative management functions, that is a web-based function. That is a web-based user interface, and a telemonitoring for a single lead electrocardiogram is here, and an emergency alert and response here. This is the network architecture. The whole architecture is divided into two parts. The part one is indicate the data communication between the administrative member. And part two indicate the data communication between the patient and the database server. So the administrative member can use this user interface to investigate the data of patients, and all data from patients can be transmitted from patient to the database via this gateway client. This design can be modular, and any function can be added in this gateway client. In this research, the gateway client function is implemented in a mobile device. However, we can see this figure. While the sampling rate from patients increase, the latency of the database response increase. It means that too many users will make the database no response, and data loss will occur. It is not good for this scenario. So, how to counter the difficulty? Should we use grid computing or cloud computing? In our opinion, grid computing is for applications that require high computing power, and cloud computing is for applications that require high database access. We try to use cloud computing to solve the bottleneck in database access. We try to distribute the access loading of database to more servers. So we implement a private cloud using two different platforms. The first one is the Windows Azure platform, and the other is Citrix Zen Server. Why we use these two cloud platforms? Because if you can pay, and Microsoft can do what you need, and you can implement this client server very easily. But if you don't have money, you can use open source software to achieve that, the same functionality. This is the expression of our vital sign data role. The sampling rate is 512 Hz, and the data prefix with 01 and convert to ASCII code and transfer to database for storing. And this is the example of our data row format. And we collect every 6 seconds electrocardiogram data in one record. And each time we transfer 18 seconds electrocardiogram data. This is the figure that our electrocardiogram. We use J-meter and the security to automatic testing our system. Zenmeter is a well-used desktop application to test applications like web-based application or FTP applications, and it is open source software. And security is a convenient tool to stimulate the operation of a web, like the administrative member actions. Okay, this is the testing result for less than 100 client users. As you can see in this figure, the Zen server is the highest latency among the three results. And Windows Azure server is the second. And for comparison, we can see the Google App Engine is the lowest. And it means less than 100 client users, the three application is, I think, it at the same level of latency. But if the client users for 100 to 1,000, you can see this figure, the latency of Azure platform increase. And after 250 client users, the latency of Azure platform is higher than Zen server. It means that the latency of the Zen server is much lower than Azure platform. And you can see the line, it is almost stable for the 100 to 1,000 client users. We also check the database loading of the Azure platform. It has the same state. It shows the database is very busy while the client user increase. So it is the it is why the Azure platform the latency increase so fast. Okay, the latency for private cloud such as Azure platform and the Zen server are in the same level for less client users. But when the client users increase, the Azure server will increase fast. However, Windows Azure is much easier to implement than the Zen server. But the Zen server is open source software, except enterprise version. Okay, the conclusion is the experiment result indicates that for performance perspective, a private cloud platform can fulfill the requirement if there are a small number of users. Virtualization is the better solution to satisfy a large number of users according to the server. And the author would like to thank the National Science Council to support this research. It's my presentation. Thank you very much.
So we have 5 minutes for questions. Any questions in the audience? No? I have a question. All right. Okay. Let me ask you a question. So let me ask the question to the audience.
Okay.
So the electrocardiogram, right? And what type of sensors were you using to collect that data?
We used one lead.
One lead?
One lead ECG device. That is designed by our research team.
Fantastic. And you designed it internally, right? By your research team.
Yeah,
excellent.
Yeah.
And how abstract is your platform, for example? How scalable is that? Is this research that you're talking about?
How
scalable?
In our
can expand to other types of monitoring as well.
Yeah, it can expand. If you want to scale, mm-hmm. yeah, this design in our architecture, it can expand. What scale you want?
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. All right. Any other questions? Fantastic presentation. Tech geeks like me like that type of stuff. Architecture diagrams, three-tier architecture, Java platform, middle tier, SQL Server the back end, that kind of stuff. So this is good, great presentation. Had to test him on the scalability. He actually passed the test. So very good. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
I was thinking about a 12K lead, but the one lead I think would do. All right, well, our next presenter. Okay. Our next presenter is John Ellingson, and he's going to present his topic on Across Rural America, Integrated Healthcare is the Cloud, and the Cloud is Integrated Healthcare. It sounds like kind of rah-rah type of pitch for cloud computing. We'll see how it goes.